right. I, too, am a pacer, so I'll hopefully you can hear me. So good afternoon. My name is Chuck Schleusner. I'm the product line manager for information solutions at John Deere's Intelligent Solutions Group. What that is are the information services that we provide out of the cab. I'll talk a bit today about our approach to precision ag and how it's changing and how we look to help growers advance their profitability goals and productivity goals in the future. I'm going to go pretty fast. Social hour is coming, so can always catch up then. So our journey, unlike some of the input companies, we start from the machine and work our way out. And so for the last 20 years, we don't even show it on here, we've been collecting yield data. The precision technologies, however, really didn't take off until guidance and people didn't have to steer the steering wheel very much. So I show that as the beginning point here. From that, we parlayed that into swath control, saving inputs, variable rate mapping, etc. And now with all this data, the customers are asking, how do I take advantage of it? How do I do more than just view a pretty map? And at the same time, they're saying there's value here. Deere, help us unlock the value of the data, and we see this as a large opportunity going forward to help our grower customers. Oops. So our solution is called the My John Deere Operation Center. I'll call it My John Deere. It's a cloud-based platform that is connected to our equipment that is telematically enabled. I'll go into that in a bit. But we bring data in, present it to the growers and whoever they choose to share it with. So we have a pretty advanced permissioning system that allows the grower to get the data to all of the advisors that are in this room. That's one thing we've learned. The previous gentleman mentioned data stuck on a laptop. That's been where we have been for the last 18 years. We want to move the ball forward, and this is our mechanism to do it. So I'll dig into some of the key things you see on this slide. Specifically, kind of some of our key value messages that we like to talk about with growers. So I'm going to cover the insightful tools, some of the accessibility we provide, talk about how we're very open to other systems, collaboration through this system. You might not get that from something called My John Deere intuitively, but I'll talk you through what we have done. We have a proven track record of being open and how we're moving that, expanding on that. And lastly, security, which I'm sure there'll be another question here about who owns the data, which I welcome. As denoted by my little star asterisk down here. So, insight. So, in this space, Deere, well, we're often asked, are you trying to get into the agronomy business? And the answer is no, but we do feel we have a significant role to play. And we look at this from a crop season perspective. There's a plan, you monitor the crop, you analyze what happened, you do it better the next time. That's standard crop season. We're not going to make any decisions there for the grower or even provide tools that do that. We will provide data that allow the grower and his trusted advisors to do that. Within that circle, though, where we're taking data is what we call job optimization. It's interesting. So our perspective is you can put the perfect prescription together, but if the operator and the manager screw it up in the field, it's as if it never happened. So our approach to this is with our telematics is providing real-time feedback on the planting, the application, and the harvest task to the grower or his trusted advisor as kind of an insurance policy to make sure it gets done right. So quality of job and efficiency of job are what we mean by job optimization. And I'll talk a little bit more about that here in a sec. And then on that outside circle, facilitating agronomic decisions. So we have had some tools that have done some of the basic analysis. We have moved some of those to the cloud. And the reason we did that was not because we were going to create recommendations or go full steam into the agronomic space. But because the basic documentation systems we've had for the last 20 years have been extremely difficult to use. And we didn't see any company really trying to invest to make those easy, because honestly, you're not going to get paid on that base tool set. But we've invested heavily to make this base level of documentation easy, to get data into our platform so the growers benefit, they see the machine as adding more value, and we get the data to the trusted advisors who can use that to make decisions in the production season. So we want to be a data provider to those agronomic decisions made by the grower and his trusted advisor. So our core tools, the Operation Center has been out there for 2.5 years. We continue to add to it. There's a planning function. There's a monitoring function, analysis and reporting. We have APIs and an SDK we're working on. I'll go into that in a bit more detail. And then we have a lot of partner data management sharing services that allow the grower to share everything, share by field, share by file. Very grower-friendly so that they're in control of who gets that data when it comes off the vehicle. So we too have weather. It's kind of interesting. I think probably the last five of us will stand up here and talk about how we want to be the center of the grower's universe. The market will sort that out in time, I think. But the weather, soils, those key things, well, first the weather, something the grower thinks about all the time, something that gives him a reason to come back. We want to show this over their field boundaries, field activity, maturity information that we can pull in to give the grower a snapshot and then drill into more, whether it's on the machine side, into some of the agronomic data, or to some of those real-time tools that I mentioned earlier. You can see what was planted when. This automatically comes off of the machines with wireless data transfer on them. And then you can drill down deeper, get summaries of what was planted, sprayed, or harvested, understand. So this is what was seeded by product. All this is automatically generated and available to the grower from the moment they leave the field. And this is my farm's personal data, so I've authorized this. Then you can dig into these base layers see them, compare them, create some simple reports from that data. And this is the kind of thing that's been on desktops for a long time that we've moved to the cloud. It's available web, mobile, and desktop, just to try to make this whole process easier. So gone is the card, gone is putting in a desktop, going to have dinner, coming back, or supper, coming back, and you're still waiting for the data to be processed. It just happens automatically now. So I'll keep going. So moving into what you'll start to see from us in addition to the agronomic piece, the real-time monitoring. I'll talk about it in a moment, but we have... There's about over 120,000 ag machines capable of going into real-time mode starting next year. Now, they're all not going to have all of this technology on them. We got a few tweaks we got to make. But this is an example of a singulation map and seeding, which we know if you don't get that spacing right, emergence deviates, and you're behind at the first step of the season. We're going to make these tools available to the grower and their trusted advisor through our sharing mechanism, as well as our dealers who are in there trying to diagnose and troubleshoot any machine issues that are occurring at that time. This is an actual population map. What we're refining these layers. We really think there's a quality of job layer and there's a logistical layer. And those are the two things we're going to put into real time as we go forward. And that same paradigm exists for applications and harvest as well, a quality of job and a logistics layer. Population deviation. So for my planned rate, where did I deviate? We believe advisors and those who created prescriptions will find this useful. And kind of one of the big challenges in the past has been the quality of the data, and we're really investing a lot in our integrated technology to make documentation easier and setting things up a lot more seamless. The two-click go process is kind of what we're after. There's a lot of things about product selection in the cab that we got to continue to improve, but we're putting a lot of effort in that because if you screw that up, all your data is bad coming out, and it either needs to be manually touched, and frankly, it isn't very good for real-time monitoring if it's bad coming off the machine. So planning tools, the ability to plan mobily, create the job plan, attach a prescription when shared in from a trusted advisor, something that we're making easier, and then you can wirelessly shoot it out to the machine. So that's a summary of the tools. I'm going to keep moving very fast. So I mentioned JD Link and our telematics suite. Today we have our full fleet connected. I'll show you a heat map in a moment here. But we can move all of the as-applied and harvested data off and all the prescription setup data on these machines with the in-base technology of all of our large ag equipment since 2012. It's there. We're hoping that we're seeing adoption take off. A lot of cases it's being driven by our friends at Pioneer or other places where you actually are driving the adoption of some of these technologies because of the services you provide, which is one of the key areas where we can work together and why we focus so much on the shareability of the data. We're adding AllMix connectivity solutions. One of the biggest dings on us is, well, my customer doesn't use AllGreen. Well, that won't matter going forward when it comes to connectivity. That's the intent anyway. There's always going to be wrinkles in that, but that's where we're headed. So I mentioned about 120,000 machines. I've got to update this. It's much more dense now. But this is our ag call-in map of where ag machines are connected today, on which you can put that wireless data transfer technology for the setup prescriptions and the as-applied data. So another way we're accessible, share everything, share by field, by crop season, by operation, by file. The coming soon piece is within a couple months you'll be able to share by these other things going into next year. We got a significant kind of permissioning system. This is the share all feature. Who'd you like to share with? You can pick this as the share file. Ability to create partners in the system. What we're moving toward is kind of different sharing models around your machine optimization partner, your agronomic decision-making partner, or your work collaborator. Work collaborator is like a CPS doing a custom fertilizer application, for example. So one thing on openness, we've had this thing called EIC, the Equipment Interface Component, since 2006. We have 88 companies who currently use that component to translate the data off of Deere machines and to write data back. We get dinged sometimes for not being open. We've actually worked harder than anyone else to make sure we're open. That continues. We have a pretty robust developer.deere.com site where you can go see our APIs to get data and to write things back. This is being expanded to include SDK opportunities for applications to be brought onto our platform to use the data in residence there, not just moving it to and from. So, yep. Yeah, we have about 30 companies right now in progress with our data API, wireless data transfer API. We'll just keep going. Spade, we're a proud member of Ag Gateway and working toward data standards in this space where we've been a champion that from the beginning. And then Secure, I have one slide here I know we'll go deeper. We have a site called deer.com/trust. Yeah, you can see it down there. It's very plain English, clean. We've tried to make it as interpretable as possible. Our brand is something that we do not put at risk. And so that our transparency we'll take in this space has to live up to our brand's reputation, and we take that very seriously. And you can go there and take a look at how we talk about grower data, how we value that, and how we want to engage in an education discussion with our growers to help them understand how this can be used to add value as we go forward with industry. So those are kind of the four main items. And now, questions.
Maybe we have time for one question.
Not about data.
Oh, wow.
So what are your guys' plans for, say, going south of the border or elsewhere in the world where a grower may not be using equipment as large as many North American farmers are, more of the small-scale guys?
We will go where our equipment goes. Our equipment takes different form factors. I mean, this is available in Europe. Some of the dynamics of the industry are slightly different, but they largely need data for billing from a contractor perspective. It's the same system with a few tweaks. You'll see it in South America within the next couple of years. There's some connectivity issues that need to be addressed that's causing a slight delay there. But as far as smallholder farms, the base is free here. You'll be able to take advantage of some of the weather and kind of boundary stuff. But as far as getting field data, they'd be able to do scouting. But the machine-collected data is really something only enabled by our larger equipment. Hopefully that answers that question.
Yes.